Well, welcome everyone to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment for 2019, sponsor for our station. Welcome back, Erin, and I know you've enjoyed some travel adventures since our last segment in 2018. Absolutely. A luxury cruise and also a nice break by the looks of it in Bali. Quite envious now, Erin. What will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jan, and welcome back to you too for 2019. And yes, very true, I have had some amazing travel adventures recently. I have just returned from a fabulous 10-day trip to Bali, Indonesia, and also experienced a luxury ocean cruise with Silver Sea Cruises in December. And that went from Singapore to Benoa, which is in Indonesia as well. So I thought only fitting today that we talk about Bali in Indonesia, seeing as though I've travelled there twice in just under a month and probably been there between 12 and 15 times, you know, to all over Indonesia in the past many years.
Well, you certainly are well travelled, and I wouldn't expect anything less from a personal travel manager. Now, Erin, can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about Bali? I've never been to Bali, and like where it is and how long it takes to get there.
Yeah, of course, Jan. So Bali, it's an island within the country of Indonesia, which is in Southeast Asia. So if you look at a map of Australia and its surrounds, Bali is located directly above Perth. So as the crow flies, as they say. As I mentioned, Bali is an Indonesian island, and it's known for its volcanic mountains and rice paddies, beaches, coral reefs. The island is home to religious sites such as the cliffside Uluwatu Temple. To the south, the beachside city of Kuta has lively bars, while Seminyak, Senua and Nusa Dua are some other popular resort areas. The island is also known for its yoga and meditation retreats. The major airport, or the major international airport on the island of Bali, is named Denpasar Airport.
So,
this picture holiday destination. It's only about 6.5 hours flight from Sydney, 6 hours from Melbourne, only 3.5 hours from Perth, and a very quick 2.5 hours from Darwin.
So it's very close there.
Very close.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was so close, actually. And what about the best time of the year to travel to Bali, Indonesia?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, I travelled to Indonesia many, many times, and I've been over there in Bali throughout the year at all different times. So in my opinion, it's an all-round or all-year-round destination to travel to. However, if we do want to talk about the weather, the peak season for travellers to visit weather-wise is between July and August, as the weather is it's a dry and a quite milder heat or temperature. December to February is the wet season.
Okay.
But when I say wet season, it's really, you know, on most occasions, it's just a light shower or a thunderstorm in the evening or overnight. So it's not really playing a role or really affecting your holiday.
No, not a great lot of rain.
Exactly. But, yeah, overall, our Australian school holidays, that's when Bali is the busiest, because that's when all the Australian families head over.
Oh, yeah. Great information there, Erin. Now, seeing as though you've been just about everywhere, let's take a short break with the famous song, I've Been Everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land, 'cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Talamore, Seymour, Lismore, Malula, Bulabai, Nambourne, Rooch, Dorkill, Mourne, Rillabai, Birdsville, Emmerville, Wallaville, Connawana, Connawan, Strathbrown, Crosspine, Nala, Dala, Darwin, Ginger, Nilliquin, Machilla, Wallamilla, Bogavilla, Cumberilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've travelled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate, if you've been to...
I've been to Maury, Tari, Drillaby, Bambooch, Woomba, Gunnadar, Karangba, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadin, Jindabine, Lithgow, Casino, Brigalow, Narromine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morilla, Orgathella, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've travelled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but if you've been to...
I've been to Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbin, Mittagong, Molong, Drongdrong, Gundawindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondow, Wollongara, Tarramarabo, Garagundagai, Narrabri, Toobara, Golgong, Adalong, Billabong, Kabamata, Parramatta, Wangarata, Coolangatta. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've travelled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Big Wedalong, Dandenong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Moopair, Yundam, Skanslap, Cronkite, River Murray, Curry, Curry, Gurawin, Terrigal, Stock, Mubal, Collaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Dorigo, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kurabilla, Yerampilly, Wallandilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've travelled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Okay, mate, you've been every place except one, and you don't need my help to get there.
Well, welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. And today we're talking about Bali, Indonesia. Now, Erin, can you please tell me and our listeners some of the different activities Bali is known for?
Yeah, great question, Jen. Mm-hmm. Bali is known really for so many different activities, from surfing the waves in Sanua or Uluwatu or Canggu, to shopping at some fantastic markets in Legian, or sampling...
That's
really
me.
Yeah, shopping, yeah.
Yes.
Or sampling some of the absolute finest cuisine I've honestly ever had at one of the many restaurants and eateries in Seminyak. Many people also think of health, wellness, and of course yoga when they think of Bali, and Ubud is the place for this. There's also many cultural and different animal activities that travellers can partake in, such as visiting the monkey forests and sanctuaries. They're both in Ubud and also down in Uluwatu. Or there's the bird village or reptile park. Or even taking the Turtle Conservation and Education Centre. That's really
great.
Good, especially for young children.
That would be good.
I recently, on my recent trip in Bali, I recently took quite an exhilarating bicycle trip, yes, from Kintamani Village up in the mountains. And it was really amazing to take in the breathtaking vista of the rice fields and local villages and farm properties. And it was really such a fun activity. It was we actually rode for 25 kilometres.
Wow, that's a
big
ride.
It was predominantly downhill, so that was it was quite comfortable. After that I was very sure to then go and indulge in one of Bali's other favourite pastimes, which is enjoying a spa treatment.
Now you're talking.
Yes. So I went and had some foot reflexology and then a full body massage, just for some rest, relaxation and rejuvenation.
Sounds beautiful,
yes.
Bali. There's certainly so much to do in Bali. I had no idea, really.
Yeah.
And now, Erin, our segment wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk about food, which we're going to do again.
Yes.
So can you please tell me and our listeners about what we can expect in regards to the food in Bali? You know, just what sort of food we're looking at.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, true. As you say, we always need to talk about the food.
Yes.
It really can make or break a trip, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some absolute favourite local menu items that I always get when I'm in Bali.
Mm-hmm.
I always make sure I get some mee goreng or nasi goreng.
Yes.
And nasi goreng, it literally means fried rice in Indonesian.
I like nasi goreng. Yeah.
So it's an Indonesian rice dish, and it's got meat and vegetables, and it's usually served with a fried egg on top and some prawn crackers on the side. And mee goreng, or it's also known as bak mee goreng, it's exactly the same dish, but in place of the rice, they have noodles. So I always get at least one of those local dishes on my first day in Bali.
Gosh.
But, yeah, as I said earlier, there's really some fabulous up-and-coming restaurants in Bali these days that offer such a wide variety of cuisines. So you can get cuisines such as Australian, Italian, Asian fusion, Japanese. There's a plethora of burger places and quick Spanish tapas bites. Mexican cantinas are popping up everywhere. There was actually a beach club that I visited that had, I don't know what the name of the cuisine was, but it was Japanese and Peruvian mixed together. So it was a whole new, fresh take on, sushi and ceviche-style food. But, yeah, so I actually provide my clients with a detailed list of some great restaurants and places to visit during their time in Bali.
That's great. It's great advice there, Erin. It's such a lovely extra personalised service you're offering in providing your clients some handy tips and hints on places to visit during their holidays. And really a topic today to thank you for, and I'm sure you have created some interest in our listeners to take a fun-filled trip to Bali. And if you're interested, if our listeners are interested and would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. Our sponsor, or the email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for today, Erin. And what can we look forward to in our next Talking Travel with your personal travel management segment?
Thank you again for today, Jan. And our next Talking Travel segment will be on Wednesday, the 6th of February.
Yep.
Same time, just after 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about the all-important topic of vaccinations.
Oh, yes.
And what's required for different countries around the world.
No, that's very interesting and very